the art of voiceover part 3. So as promised, today I'm going to be showing you how to do your own voiceover. And I'm also going to be showing you how to make it flow seamlessly. But first, what I always do before starting my voiceover is to script the voiceover. Like go over my clips, script the voiceover. And sometimes I usually script it before. Like I already know what I want to film. I already know the funny things I want to say in the video. I'm just going to script it, maybe even before I film the video. And if anything funny or extraordinary happens while I was filming the video, I'm just going to add it to my script. But first, you have to script, because scripting is going to make you have organized voiceovers. Like it's going to make you organized while you're doing your voiceover. And now let's head over to CapCut. When you open your CapCut, you're going to see this option of edit audio text. Now click on audio, and once you scroll over till you reach the end, you're going to see record. Now, as you can see teleprompter, you can see record, and you can see voice effects. Now, with teleprompter, this is where your script come in. Like, if you don't have another phone to script and be looking at it, you can just copy your scripts that you've done anywhere, maybe on your notepad or wherever, copy it, paste it on your teleprompter, put the speed to zero so that you can read it as slow as you want. You can change the font, you can change the color. Maybe the white is too bright or you can't see the white. You can change the color to pink or whatever, however you can read it. Now, go ahead and do that voiceover. And note, you can do your voiceover in parts in order for you to keep the same energy from the beginning to the end. Now, what I recommend is say at least 3 lines, stop, and then you continue. Whether you're using the teleprompter or not, don't just flow at once, because your energy is going to break. We're going to hear you breathing. We're going to hear you stop and all of that. Now, for voice effect, is some people don't like when they hear their voice. So you can change your voice on voice effects to chipmunk, you know, like a little child in a classroom, however you want. So I hope this tip was helpful, and gather everything I've said about blogs and do that blog right, because if I see any blog misbehaving, I'm going to come for you. Don't forget to join my Telegram channel where I share tips and tricks on how you can get better at content creation, video editing, and also how to make money. Bye.